Prescription drug use is rising. By 2007-2008, half of all Americans were taking one or more prescription drugs, and 37% of older Americans took five or more. That's according to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Clearly, some of these medicines help us live longer and healthier lives. However, not all prescription drugs or over-the-counter medications are swallowed. They expire or the patient simply doesn't want them anymore. In Alameda County, some supervisors say these unwanted drugs are a problem for environmental and public health. They're proposing a new law that would force drug makers to set up collection and disposal programs. KALW's Judy Silber reports.
Any unused medicines at home? All right, all right.
Like any other pharmacy, United Pharmacy in Berkeley fills prescriptions. But this small drugstore is a little unusual. In addition to handing out drugs, it also takes them back.
The bin, as you can see, it's itemized on the front.
Near the front of the store, pharmacist Pam Gums points to a green metal bin shaped like a mailbox.
It has step-by-step instructions. You open the bin, you put your pills in the front, and then you close the bin.
Gum says the pharmacy serves between 10 and 20 customers a day, and four or five of those drop off unwanted or expired medications. The bin is part of a limited drug take-back program in Alameda County. In the whole county, about 24 spots accept medications.
It just seems to me to be unfair that people aren't able to dispose of these medications in a convenient way.
Supervisor Nate Miley is sponsoring an ordinance that would put the burden on pharmaceutical companies, requiring them to organize and pay for drug disposal. The proposed law must go through two rounds of votes. Supervisors approved it for the first time on February 28th, and tomorrow, it goes before them for a final vote. If approved, Miley says it will become the first of its kind in the country.
Basically, what I'd like to see happen is that a program be established by the pharmaceutical industry so that people, consumers, could return unused medications over the counter to their local pharmacy. And just like we do with batteries and tires and other things.
This kind of product stewardship is a growing trend in the waste industry. California has passed stewardship laws for carpet, paint, and mercury thermometers. With pharmaceuticals, advocates argue it could solve several problems. Unused drugs flushed down the toilet or leaching from landfills ultimately end up in a water system not designed to treat them. Or they can sit in medicine cabinets where they become potential sources of danger for young children and teenagers.
There's a lot of data that shows that there's you know, it's like 25% of all drug-related crime relates to pharmaceuticals. There's teen farming. There's suicide.
Joel Kreisberg helped author the Alameda bill. He's executive director of the Teleosis Institute, a nonprofit that promotes environmental health.
50% of all poisonings in emergency room visits come from pharmaceutical ingestion. And so those are social issues. And this really can make a big impact if you don't have pills lying around people's houses.
Industry trade group Pharma denied repeated requests for comment. But in a letter to supervisors, the group warned that such a law could add to rising health care costs. Pharma also disputed environmental concerns, saying it's sufficient to dispose of medications at landfills rather than flushing them down the toilet. But Stephen Gressett, founding director of the International Institute for Pharmaceutical Safety, disagrees.
There have been some incidents of landfill operators going through plastic bags looking for drug pills. There are people in the environmental world who argue that landfill is not the best because it does end up in the leachate, which then goes to plants which can't remove it, the water treatment plants.
Several states, including California, Washington, and Maine, have tried passing stewardship laws for pharmaceuticals, but without success. A federal bill has also stalled in Congress. Gressett says the Alameda County decision could have a ripple effect.
Those who are involved in drug disposal or efforts to reduce drug waste, I think, are watching it very carefully.
Even if the county passes the law, Gressett questions whether Alameda can handle monitoring drug companies all over the world for compliance. And he says it may not make sense to pass separate laws for every county.
The point being then that there would be conflicting or incongruent or mismatched plans from county to county across the country.
About a year ago, San Francisco got to the very place Alameda is now. Supervisors gave an initial yes, and then pharma stepped in. The trade group brokered a deal. No law, and they would donate $100,000 for a pilot program. Plus, biotech giant Genentech pitched in another $10,000. That program is just getting started, and San Francisco officials guess the money will last from 3 months to a year. Then they'll need to come up with another plan. It's not clear yet what will happen in Alameda County. After months of ignoring the ordinance, pharma and local trade group Bay Bio began pressuring county supervisors last week. The ordinance is scheduled for a vote tomorrow. In Oakland, I'm Judy Silber for Cross Currents.